Yeah, sold out, Doc, another soul made happy. How do you do, friends? Yes, sir. How do you do? Well, yes, sir, you guessed it again. It's Jelly Elliott, the old woods rider, and all the knotheads gathered up here on the old pine tree. We're going to be coming your way for the next few minutes, so gather yourself up there and take it easy in a good easy chair and pour yourself a cup of coffee or anything there and relax for just a few minutes. We're going to play some of these tunes that we've had most requests for. Here we go with the first one, and I think it features Bob on his Stratapotato fiddle. Yes, sir. I've heard of Stradivarius fiddles, but Bob's got a Stratapotato fiddle, and here he goes with Bill Cheatham. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, boys. That was Bill Cheatham. Only it was a little too short there, Bob. You ought to kept going. Now, friends, I want to bring in these forester boys right on this particular incident here. They're trained to do special jobs of managing forest and woodland and for all kinds of good. They're trained, and they know what they're doing. They're not out cutting a tree for trying to get a squirrel or something like that. They're in this thing for the timber, the water, the wildlife, the grazing, recreation, and all that sort of stuff. But today, friends, I wanted to talk to you about a local forester, or a farm forester, or some of the folks know these fellas as service foresters. And I want to tell you all about this local forester. He's a human being just like you and me. He's a regular fella, just an old country boy. In fact, he's got to be a country boy to know what he knows. And I want to tell you all about him. He's doing a job, not for himself, but it's for you and for me. And I want to tell you all about it. But first, here's a tune. Now, I'm going to sing this next one for you, friends. Here it is. Wondering What's Over the Hill. Wondering down the railroad track. Wondering what's over the hill. Don't know what I'm searching for. Don't know that I ever will. Someday I'll find someone who's kind. Someone to love who will be mine. I'll wander down the railroad track and I'll find what's over the hill.
Well, Bobby. Thank you.
Someday I'll find someone who's kind, someone to love, who will be mine. I wandered down the railroad track, and I'll find what's over the hill. Well, there it is, friends. Thank you, boys. Thank you a lot. I'm just wondering if you people know or realize what a good friend you have there in your community and at your farm forester. Most people call them farm foresters. Some of them call them local forester, and some of them call them forester boys. Friends, I wanted to tell you about a little trip I took the other day with a local forester, Jim Langford. You know, Jim and me is pretty good friends. And Jim comes by and picks me up a lot of times when he goes out on different calls and the different places to check on different things. Now, Jim has went through college, and he studied all this sort of thing. He's been in the woods. He's born and raised in the woods. He's a country boy, and he knows what he's doing. Well, when we got there, when we got to where we was going, we found that it was a farmer. Farmer had called us. But when we got there, we checked and found out it was the farmer's 13-year-old boy who put his daddy up to asking Jim to come out there and look over this woodland. That little boy. And why did he do it? Because he's getting it in school, and he studies it. In fact, I'll tell you, friends, you know, the kids is a lot smarter nowadays, and people give them credit for being. The kid was smart. He was really smart. So he got his daddy to call Jim out. So Jim and me went out. Jim come by and picked me up, and we went out to see this farmer. And we went all over the woods, Jim and me and the kid and his daddy, went all over the woods, in the hardwoods and in some places, young pine, in others, and, well, he had a mixed variety of timber there. Now, this farmer told Jim how he hated to have him waste time and come out there and all this sort of stuff. And Jim just laughed a little, and he told him, he said, look, friend, he said, this is my job. And he said, if I can really help you, I won't be wasting any time. In fact, I'm tickled to death to come out if I can help you. So the farmer said that he'd been offered what he thought was a pretty good price. In fact, quite some money for this hardwood. Well, he wasn't going to touch the pines at all. He was just going to sell the hardwood. He was going to wait for these pines to grow up saw timber. And the timber was awful thick, friends. It was awful thick. Well, so when Jim walked through it and all, he looked it over and he showed this farmer how to measure trees. Showed him how to measure trees and how to figure out how much he had. And in the in all these young pines, he told the farmer, he says, you ought to thin them out. You ought to sell them. Sell off the pulpwood. He says, they're too thick. Well, the farmer wouldn't have any part of it. He didn't agree with Jim. Until Jim finally reached in his pocket, and he pulled out a little gadget there he called an increment borer. Well, friends, that increment borer, I mean, that's a full-bit word there. It ain't a thing in the world but a bore, a brace and bit thing that you drill a hole in the tree, in the side of the tree. It don't hurt it a bit, don't hurt it a bit, but it brings out the, not sawdust, it brings out, I wish I could show you what the thing is. It's kind of hard to explain, but I know what it is, and so Jim brought that thing out, and he bored a hole in the side of it there. It's a kind of a drill is what it is. He drilled a hole inside a few of these tight-growing pines. Of course, don't hurt them, like I told you, and they come out with a regular core, a little section of wood from the bark to the heart of the tree. Now, you could see the growth of the tree. Well, you could count the rings that mark the year, just like a stump after a tree's cut down. Well, there it was, plain as the nose on your face. The trees Jim drilled with this increment bore, they had just about stopped growing from all the competition. They was too thick, in other words. Now, that convinced the farmer that he ought to thin them out, let the others grow into saw timber. Well, to make a long story short, Jim showed the farmer how to mark the trees that ought to be cut and how to advertise his timber for sale. And that farmer, believe it or not, friends, ended up with twice as much cash as what he had offered before. And that first offer he had was for all the hardwood timber. When the logging was all over, he still had hardwood left, a good stand, a fine, thinned-out pine stand, which will really be worth a lot more in a few years. But what tickled me most was how Jim convinced that woods owner that he needed to do a better job of protecting his woods from fire. Jim had noticed, just like I did, that a lot of the trees were fire-scarred. In other words, there'd been fire through there and scarred the trees. Well, Jim noticed that, and I did too. Well, there's no doubt about it. You just can't have good forest management without good fire protection. Now, here's the next tune. It's going to feature Herman on his little steel guitar, and it's called Railroadin'. Thank you, Herman. Thank you a lot. There it was, friends, railroading. We've run out of time and we've got to go here on the old pine tree. But before we go, here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you. See your local forester. If you've got any woodland problems, his advice is always available, and he'll be glad to help you solve them. Friends, we really enjoyed the visit with you here under the old pine tree, and we hope you'll come our way again soon. If you'll listen to the local announcer, he'll let you know the exact date and time that we'll be back. Don't forget, friends, these programs is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the courtesy of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires. Oh!